Blog Talk Radio.
Now we will have our scripture reading. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is spelled P-R-O-V-E-R-B-S, and you'll find that in the Old Testament book of the Bible. It comes after the book of Psalms. Let's start reading Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. But before I start reading, I want you to know what Proverbs are. Proverbs are sayings that are usually common fact or referring to common fact knowledge. Let's start reading from the book of Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. And continue until we finish all of chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Let's stop here at verse 1. I want you to turn to the Songs, S-O-N-G-S, of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5. I want you to know that Solomon says he is a black man and comely. He's handsome. He's a handsome black man. And he is the son of King David of Israel. I've told you once before, this Bible is written about us black people. We were brought here as slaves and did not know that until I didn't start realizing what had gone on until I read Deuteronomy chapter 28, I think it's verse 68, where it says that we were to this strange country and sold as bondmen and bondwomen. So the Bible is talking about us. Those movies that you see that show the Edomian, the Edomite, better known as the white man, portraying what's has gone on in the Bible, they are portraying us. Do not believe those stories. where you see Moses as being a white man. It's a lie. I'm telling you straight up. It's the Edomian, the Edomite, or the white man. They are in power. So they put that lie in power. Most people believe it. But if you read this book, this Bible, you start beginning to see differently as I have begun to see. Verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive. Perceive is like to become aware of words and understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom. And wisdom, it's like insight and clarification of different things, or understanding. Let's read verse 3. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. Equity means fairness. To the stability, to the simple. And the simple are people who are not smart. They're not dumb either. It's just that they don't quite catch on as other people. And I am one of the simplest people that you will ever meet. I'm not all that smart. I tell you, enough about me. Let's try to read what Proverbs says here in verse 4. To give stability to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Discretion, that's caution in your judgment. Verse 5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain. Attain means to gain. Unto wise counsel, and counsel is like guidance. Someone is guiding you. Verse 6, to understand a proverb. And what is proverb? It's usually a saying referring to a common fact or knowledge. Verse 6 again, to understand a proverb and the interpretation. Interpretation means clarification or understanding of words of the wise and the dark sayings. Verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instructions of your father and forsake not the law of your mother. Forsake means abandon not or reject not the law of your mother. Verse 9, but they shall be an ornament. An ornament is like a decoration that you may put in your head, like a headband, or in my case, for a woman, a beret. An ornament of grace unto your hair, and chains about your neck. Well, when I was a young woman, there was at that time, men were wearing big chains around their neck. Verse 10. And they still might do it today. I don't know. Verse 10. My son, if sinners entice, entice means to tempt you, consent you not. That is, do not give in with whatever they entice you to do or say. Verse 11. If they say, come with us, let us wait. I'm turning my Bible that's torn up. I need a new one. Let us wait for blood. Let us lurk. Lurk means to lay or hide. Privily. Privily means secretly. For the innocent without cause. Don't go with them. Don't wait for anybody to kill them, surprise them and kill them. Verse 12, let us swallow them up alive. as the grave and hole, as those that go down into the pit. Well, a pit, is a grave. I have to I apologize for that. Seems like whenever I'm reading this Bible to you, I have to burp. I apologize again. Verse 13, we shall find all precious substance. Precious substance, that's like valuables and costly things that that person has that they intend to kill. We shall fill our houses with spoils. That's the stuff that you are taking, the precious substance, the valuables, the costly stuff that you're stealing or taking from someone else's home that does not belong to you. You did not buy it. Don't take it. Don't follow those type people. Verse 14, cast in your lot among us. This is what they're saying, those thieves are saying to you. Let us all have one purse. And he wants whatever you steal, you all get together and put it all together for one purse. That's what he's saying. Cast in your lot among us. So whatever you steal, put it with the thieves. You were not raised up that way. Don't do that stuff. My son, walk not you in the way of them. Refrain. Refrain means to keep your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste. Haste means to hurry up or run, you know, run fast to shed blood. Surely, in vain, vain means worthless or useless, the net is spread in the sight of any bird. So they don't care who they hurt or steal from. It's anyone. Do not follow them. This is the wisdom that is coming from this chapter. Don't follow those people who entice you to do things that are bad. Verse 18, and they wait for their own blood and lurk privily. Again, lurk privily. Lurk means to hide, and privily means secretly for their own lives. So what they're doing to other folks is going to come back on them. Verse 19, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain. Greedy means to be dishonest of gain and stuff, which taketh away the life of the owner thereof. Wisdom, that is insight or having common sense, cries without. She utters her voice in the streets. So now we know wisdom is of the female gender. She cries in the chief places of concourses. That's like in the main streets or in the openings of the gates in the city. She utters her voice. She utters her words, saying, how long, you simple ones? You know, simple ones, they are like thoughtless. They're not really dumb. They just don't really care. It's simple as a thoughtless ones. Instead of saying simple ones, thoughtless ones. Will you love simplicity? Will you love being ignorant? Simplicity, that means ignorance. And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Well, scorners make mockery. They laugh at you. They'll say words and what have you. That's just like sometimes if you're around the Idumeans or the Edomite, better known as the white man, they call themselves talking over your head sometimes, but you just sit there and you play dumb and you listen to them. And when they finish, you say something to let them know you understood every word they have said. Verse 23, turn you up at my reproof. Reproof means criticism. Behold, I will put out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. And that's a blessing that wisdom will give us if we pay attention and listen to her. Verse 24, because I have called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no man regarded. That is, no man paid attention to what she was saying. No one paid heed to keep, but some of us do. Verse 25, but you have set at naught. Naught here means rejected all my counsel and would none of my reproof. Reproof, again, that is criticism. You rejected what she had said. Verse 26, I also will laugh at your calamity. Calamity means your destruction or your disgrace when it comes upon you. I will mock, that's make fun of you, when fear cometh, and fear will come upon you. Verse 27, when your feet cometh as desolation, something is desolation, that's destruction, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, that's instantly like these floods and tornadoes, when distress and anguish means troubles, come upon you. So wisdom is going to laugh at you because you didn't pay attention to her instruction, her counsel. You rejected it. Verse 28, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. This is what wisdom is saying. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Verse 29, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Verse 30, they would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof, all of her criticism. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. Verse 32, for the turning away of the simple shall say, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Let me read verse 32 again. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. So don't turn away when wisdom is giving you counsel. And the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkens means pay attention unto me, shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I have read to you the entire chapter 1 of Proverbs. Next Sabbath, I expect to come back and read chapter 2 of Proverbs, and there on each chapter thereafter. Right now, I'm going to say a prayer, and you can say a prayer with me of your own. Our Father in heaven, hallowed or blessed be your name. Your kingdom come. Bless me to do your will and to say what you want me to say. bless me to continue to feed your sheep in a comfortable manner as I do this second. I thank you for your protection from all dangers, seen as well as unseen, for myself, for me, my family, and for those of my family who are not with me, wherever they may be, and for the continued protection of all your sheep, especially those who are not with my family but are in your fold, Heavenly Father. I thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, and in all the places of the United States of America where your sheep are and where my family members are. I thank you, Father, for giving us sane, sound mind and excellent health. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. And of course, you know, the Idumeans or the Edomites or the white men changed Jesus' name. And will do. I just say Jesus too. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone, and welcome to Sabbath School, the only day in the Bible that is the Sabbath that tells you to keep holy and rest. You can read it for yourself. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, where the Ten Commandments are. That is the fourth commandment, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. And this is what you're supposed to do, and rest on Saturday. But you don't do that. You're so busy following the world that you have your church meetings on the Sunday, the day that Constantine, the Roman emperor, told you to do it. I know many black preachers, well, you read the Bible, you should know to keep the Sabbath day holy. Nonetheless, you're having church on Sunday. And this is why, you know, I used to love Sunday school, but now I'm reading Sabbath school. I provide Sabbath school because God has made a way for me to do the Feed My Sheep show. And when I read the Bible to you, that is Sabbath school. We just finished reading Proverbs 1, and I pray that all you sheep gain understanding from what was read. Sabbath starts on Friday evening, and it ends on the Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I expect you to have your pen, paper, and pencil handy, because I may say something or give you a scripture that I want you to write down. As I did earlier, I told you to read Deuteronomy chapter 28. I believe it's verse 68 or 61, where it tells you that we were brought to this country as bondmen and women. I want you to read that. I want you to read it all and understand it, because I am to feed my sheep. That was the assignment my Heavenly Father gave me, and it took me years to do that. I wouldn't do it because I was afraid of you. Yeah, you people might make fun of me. I was afraid that you would laugh at me. But you would laugh at me and talk about me without me reading the Bible to you or anything like that. Well, today I want to go to John, I'm turning my Bible now, and my Bible is torn up. I have said several times I need to get a new Bible. But if I got a new Bible, I don't know if I really would read from it right away. This book here, it is pretty much torn up. We're going to read from John chapter 13. This is where Jesus is given a new commandment. Let's read, starting at verse chapter 13, verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And you black people of the United States of America, we are the Jews that were brought here. We look like Africans. They shipped us off the coast of Africa. And now many of us are calling ourselves African Americans when we are not. Wake up in your mind. I pray and I beg. You know, I will tell you, I'm one of the simplest of all. But reading this Bible has helped me to understand who I am. We are the children of God, and not the Edomians or the Edomites, better known as the white men. When I read, I think it was in Luke chapter 3, verses from verse 22, to verse 38, that is in Luke chapter 3, I was shocked when Esau's name was not in the generations of Jesus, but Jacob's name was there. And as one of the presidents of another country said, it was black people who were in that land, and it was they. How can they respect the United States and the United States and another group of people? Put those people in Israel who are now calling themselves Israelites when the Bible in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9, as well as Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, talks about those who say they are Jews. They are not. We are the Jews. And we are in America. We were brought in 1619 to the United States. Now, there were already black people who were called the Moors, settled in the United States. That's history that the United States refused to teach. They don't want you to know the truth. They want you to remain ignorant. But if you start reading this Bible and go down to the library, and you will find that we are the Jews. This Bible will tell you that we are. There's no other group of people on earth who were shipped to another country. And we were brought here, our foreparents brought here on slave ships as a punishment because they didn't follow God's laws. And we just had a feast this past week. It was on the 12th of October, Yom Kippur. And I mentioned it the week before, but I don't quite know how to do all those celebrations. But one day I would know how to instruct my sheep, you sheep. Now, let's read, because our Father in heaven is our special guest, as well as you are. Let's read the lesson for today. I stopped off in John chapter 13, verse 2. Let's read and continue reading until we have finished. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, to betray Jesus. That's who the hymn is. Verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he was come from God and went to God, he raises from supper. Excuse me, I'm having to burp again. I think when I burp, I'm saying something that the devil does not want us to know, but we're going to know as long as my Heavenly Father is within me. I am going to read what is written here. Verse 4, he raises from supper and laid aside his garments, that's his clothes, and took a towel and girded himself. He tied the towel around him. Verse 5, after that he poured water into a basin. A basin is a bowl. And began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. So the towel that he tied around him, he took it and he dried their feet with it. After he had washed their feet, he dried their feet with that towel. Verse 6, then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, doest thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do you knowest not now, but you shall know hereafter. Peter said unto him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash you not, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit means bit or iota or entirely, and you are clean, but not all. For he, Jesus, knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Jesus, you are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord. You say, well, so I am. If I, then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. So this is where foot washing comes from in the Bible. You'll find that now in John chapter 13, where Jesus started washing their feet. I think that was in verse 8. 13 and 8 through verse 13. So John chapter 13, verses 8 through verses 8 through 13 is where Jesus washed people's feet. Well, let's add verse 14. It says, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. So it's in John 13, verses 8 through 14. Let's say that. Verse 15, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Verse 17, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. So, pastors, if you're not washing feet once a year at the Passover, then you're not following what Jesus said and that you should do. At least that's what I'm thinking you should do. Verse 18, I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it come to pass, you may receive, or you may believe, that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Verse 21, when Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say to you, that one of you shall betray me. I guess that's what kicking the heels of his feet against him means in verse 18. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Verse 22. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now, there was leaning on Jesus' breast. Excuse me for 1 second. Turn my computer back on. There it is. Let me read verse 22 again. Then the disciples looked on one another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was one leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him, the one that was leaning on Jesus' breast, that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, laying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sup. A sup is a piece of bread when I have dipped it. And when he have dipped the sup, the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Well, I'm thinking that's Simon Peter's son, but I am no authority on this book, this Bible. Verse 27, and after the sup, that is the piece of bread, Satan entered into him, that was Judas. Then said Jesus unto him, unto Judas, that you doest, do quickly. Verse 28, now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him, that is unto Judas. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, I guess, which kept money and whatever they had, that Jesus had said unto him. Let me read verse 29 again. For some of them thought, besides Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, by those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Verse 30, he then, having received the sup, the bread, went immediately out, and it was night. So Judas Iscariot left at night to do to go and tell the high priest and the Pharisees where Jesus was. Verse 31, therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God should also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. So the chief priests and Pharisees were coming immediately, straightway, to take Jesus into custody and do what they were going to do to him, that is, kill him, or murder him. Verse 33, little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, I want you to know that the Jews are Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. Those three were called Jews because the other tribes have separated. Whether I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Verse 36. Let me read verse 35 again. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Verse 36. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest you? Jesus answered him, where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you, for your sake. Jesus, verse 38, Jesus answered him, will you lay down your life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto you, the cock, which is a rooster, shall crow till you have denied me thrice. Thrice means three times. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to read John chapter 13 in its entirety. I thank you for that. Now, let me have a closing prayer to your sheep. Our Father in heaven, we, your sheep that you have found, we thank you and we rejoice that you have found us and is about to put us back and have put us back into your fold and is about to put us back into the land that you have given us. Father, we love you and we appreciate you. We thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. Remember, sheep, to take our Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. And if you have money, purchase my free books from Amazon.com. My name is Sandra, S-O-N-D-R-A, Harris, A-D-R-R-I-S. I have free books.
Help your children.
Unseen.
And don't let them fall.
The children
of the road,
so I can purchase me a car and go to church on Sunday. Oh my God.
love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. And I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our heart. Thankful and glad that Jesus.